请我们读约翰福音第九章。
Please turn to Gospel of John, chapter 9.
第五节到十二节
Verses 5 through 12
我们一起来读
Together While I am in the world I am the light of the world
就世上的光耶稣说了这话
I stand on the ground and make clay of the spittle and apply the clay to his eyes and said to him Go wash in the pool of Siloam which is translated sent So he went away and washed and came back seeingTherefore, the neighbors and those who previously saw him as a beggar were saying, Is not this one
who used to sit in the back? And they were saying, Is not this one who used to sit in the back? And they were saying, No, he was saying, I am the one who used to sit in the back.
And they were saying to him, How then?
Your eyes are how open? He answered, The one who called Jesus.有一个人名叫耶稣他和你摸我的眼镜你往西罗亚池子去洗我去一洗就看见他们说那个人在那里他说我不知道二十节到二十一节回答说他是我们的儿子生来就瞎眼这是我们知道的至于他如今怎么能看见我们却不知道是谁开了他的眼睛我们也不知道你们他自己必能说他好二十四节到二十六节所以法利赛人第二次叫了他是个罪人不是我不知道有一件事我知道从前我是眼瞎的如今你看见了
Told you already, and you did not listen. You did not want to.
我们从三十节读到三十四节。那人回答说：“他开了我的眼睛，你们竟不知道他从哪里来，这真是奇怪。”
Yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not hear sinners.
他旨意的人神在听他从创世以来未曾听见有人把生来自瞎子的眼睛开了这人若不是从神来的什么也不能做他们回答说你全然生在罪孽中还要教训我们吧于是把他赶出去了三十五节到三十九节
Jesus heard that they had put him out, and finding him, he
said, Do
you believe in the Son of Man?
He answered, Who is he? Lord, that I may believe in him. Jesus said to him, You have
both seen him, and he is the one who is talking with you.
And he said, Lord, I believe.他说主啊我信就拜耶稣说我为神看到这世上来叫不能看见的可以看见能看见的反瞎了眼十章一到二节
Chapter 10 verses 1 and 2
我实实在在地告诉你忍进羊圈不从门进去倒从别处爬进去那人就是贼就是强盗从门进去的约翰福音八章九章是很重要的两章圣经
John 8 and 9 are two important chapters
说主就是光
They speak of the Lord Jesus as the light
而主的光两面大的功用
And there are two aspects of the functions of this light
一面来照亮我们自己
And on one hand it shinesbright ourselves.
另外一面照亮耶稣基督。
On the other hand, it illuminates Jesus Christ.
没有一个人认识他的自己。
And no one can know of himself.
只有主是光。
And only the Lord is the light.
当主的光进来的时候，
And when this light enters in us,
我们才看见我们的自己。
Then we begin to see ourselves.
这是八章所记的。
And that is recorded in chapter 8.
九章所的光的另外一面的功用。
And chapter 9 further expound on this light.
光照亮耶稣基督。
For this light illuminates Jesus Christ.
很伟大的一处圣经。
And this An important passage.
说到那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神。
And speaks of this God who commands light shining forth from darkness.
照在我们心里。
And now shines within our hearts.
就我们看见神的光反照在耶稣基督的面上。
And that we may see the light of God reflected from Jesus' countenance.
这就是光的两面的指示。
And that is the two aspects of the ministry of the light.
在八章叫那个罪人，叫那个罪人看见了自己的罪。
And chapter 8 speaks of how sinners saw themselves their sins.
也叫那些定罪那个妇人的法利赛人看见了自己的罪。
And even convicted those Pharisees who condemned the woman, adulterous woman.
没有一个人在主面前站立得住的。
And in such an occasion, no one could stand before the light of the Lord.
主就是光。
For he is the true light.
主是照亮我们的光。
And he has come to shine in us.
我们的福音到全世界。
And because, that's why our gospel can reach to the world.
最大的工作带领人认罪。
With the greatest function and is to lead all men confess their sins.
只有基督徒承认自己是罪人。
And only the Christians will recognize themselves as sinners.
认罪是我们最伟大的生命。
And therefore, confessing our sins is the greatest Christian life.
我看见神的儿女认罪到被圣灵充满。
And oftentimes we can see how a Christian, confess their sins until filled with the Holy Spirit.
只有在光中才能认罪。
Because only when we come into the light, then we can confess our sins.
都在黑暗的里面。
And everyone remains outside if they are outside of this light.
我们天然生命就是个黑暗。
And for our natural life is a darkness.
全世界都是黑暗。
The whole world is full of this darkness.
主就是生命之光。
But then our Lord is the light of life.
就说跟随我的人。
And he said that those who follow me
就不在黑暗里走
shall no longer walk in darkness.
要得着生命之光
And they shall receive the light of life.
第九章看见更荣耀的一面
And chapter 9 speak of his glorious side.
是不是光开人的瞎眼
And this light will open even the blind eyes.
叫人看见耶稣的荣耀
That people may see the glory of Jesus.
这里说一个生来瞎眼的人
And hear the story about the man born blind.
是个象征
and it was a symbol.
说到我们都是瞎眼的人。
It refers to all our natural life is blind.
到最后这张碗的时候，主对法利赛人讲话。
And until the last part of this chapter, Jesus spoke to the Pharisees.
我为审判到这世上来。
And I come to judge.
叫不能看见能看见。
So that those who are blind may see.
叫能看见的反倒瞎了眼。
And those who could see may become blind.
法利赛人不高兴了，怎么我们也瞎了眼吗？
And then the Pharisees were so provoked and they said that are we all blind?
他们是最瞎眼的人。
Yes, they are truly blind.
他们以为他们能看见。
They thought they could see.
他们比任何人看得清楚。
And they thought they know more than others.
他们就是不认识耶稣，反对耶稣呢。
Yes, they do not know Jesus Christ, and they stood opposed to him.
如果你们若是说你们瞎了眼。
But Jesus says, if you said you were blind,
你们就没有罪了。
Then sins is not on you.
因为你们说能看见。
But then because you said you could see,
所以你们的罪还在。
And therefore sin remains on you.
我们也是一样，我们都是瞎眼的人。
And we are just the same way, we are blind.
主耶稣开我盲眼。
But Jesus opened my blind eyes.
救我灵魂。
And he saved my soul.
医我身体。
He healed my body.
救恩何等浩大。
How great is his salvation.
主耶稣开我们的盲眼。
And the Lord Jesus opened our blind eyes.
这个生来 爱就是瞎眼的人。
And for the one who is born blind,
他从来没看见过。
And he could never see before.
人天然的生命都是生来瞎眼的人。
And that speaks of our natural life, all but born blind spiritually.
如果门徒们经过。
But then, when the Lord walked by with his disciples,
门徒们看见个生来瞎眼的人。
And his disciples noticed a man born blind.
他们讲的话只晓得人的罪。
And all they could recognize is that man has sinned.
生来就瞎眼的。
And so therefore they said that he was born blind.
是他自己犯的罪呢。
And then they asked the Lord whether he sinned on his own.
还是他父母犯的罪呢。
And his blindness is due to the parents' sin.
主说不是他自己犯的罪。
And the Lord answered, no, it's not because of his sin.
也不是他父母犯的罪。
Neither was it because of his parents' sin.
那也是要从他身上。
But then from him, the glory of God may be manifested.
开眼。
And the opening of eyes.
这里说的意义是开我们里面的眼。
And the significance here is about the inner eyes of man.
在神的儿女当中有神的启示。
And we know that there are miracles among the children of God.
美国是神意最多的国家。
And America is often filled with the stories of divine healing.
我自己借着祷告的经历。
And through prayers of my own,
我看见聋子听见，瘸子行走，瘫痪的起来。
And I did experience that the deaf could hear, and the blind could see, and the lame could walk.
有一件事有经验的人都知道。
And then one thing with people of experience,
整个启示当中
that they all acknowledge this miracle.
瞎眼是最难医治的。
That among them all, the blind is the hardest to heal.
所有神迹恩赐的弟兄
and those who are gifted with divine healing,
在神一大
And they could heal many in those meetings.
瞎子看见并不容易啊。
But then hardly ever, seldom they could heal the blind.
我一生遇见过一个瞎子看见。
And in my life, I experienced one person who was physically blind and was healed.
我们借着祷告叫个瞎眼开眼了。
But through the prayers of the church, his eyes were opened.
这是件大事啊。
That was a great matter.
所以主耶稣有他最多医的是瞎子。
And, but then the Lord Jesus, he healed mostly of the blind people.
我们叫下次看见叫弥赛亚指示。
And therefore we recognize this, divine healing as the ministry of the Messiah.
君王的工作。
And that is specially the works of the king.
但是这一章所讲的是更大的瞎眼。
But here it's talking about a greater blindness.
我们里面的眼睛瞎的。
It speaks of the natural life's blindness within.
没有人能认识主耶稣。
No one could recognize Jesus Christ.
今天我们都得救了。
And today we have been saved.
我们觉得我们得救是很平常的事啊。
And after we are saved, we feel this is rather normal.
每一个人得救都不平常。
But then it is never a normal matter for anyone to be saved.
都是主开过盲眼了。
That is because their blind eyes were opened by the Lord.
我怎么能认识主耶稣的？
How did I know the Lord Jesus?
我怎么能相信耶稣是救主的?
How could I believe Jesus is my Savior?
有一天主开我盲眼。
Until the day that the Lord opened my blind eyes.
是我的头脑开通了。
It is not because I think it through in my head.
不是我思想接受了。
Nor I accept it by my thought.
乃是我的眼睛开启了。
But my inner eyes are now open.
看见耶稣是神的儿子。
That I may see Jesus is the Son of God,
看见耶稣是救主
that Jesus is my Savior.
所以逼迫教会的是最笨最笨的。
And therefore those who persecute the church were rather foolish.
他们把一切都放在思想里面。
And they try to approach this rationally.
教会说大逼迫的时候啊。
And so they persecute the church greatly.
他们希冀怎么样这个样的刑法不叫人能否认叫人没有人否认耶稣呢。
But they always come away wondering how come all this severe punishment will not turn their hearts.
就是很少数的人。
And even a small number of people,
熬不过刑法了,
that they could not endure the persecution,
否认耶稣了,
and even to the point of denying Jesus,
口否认耶稣了,
and they only deny the Lord by their mouth,
心里头明白得很啊,
but at each of their hearts, I'm sure they know,
你换了个地方到就说耶稣是神的儿子,
and if you bring them back to freedom, they will again say Jesus is the Son of God, for he is our Savior.
你不能叫他否认他眼睛看见的。
And you can never ask him to deny what he has seen with his eyes.
我可能否认我思想明白的。
I may deny what I used to think.
有天我眼睛开了。
But one day I saw it with my eyes.
看见一件事。
Once you have seen this matter.
看见了就是看见了。
And if you have seen it, then you have seen it.
你不可能叫我否认我眼睛看见的。
No one can ask you to deny what you have seen.
这就是教会历史以来教逼基督教基督教会经常受逼迫的。
And but then the church continued to be persecuted by the unbelievers.
仇敌用尽所有的力量。
For the enemies will try all their strength.
没有办法叫我们否认我们眼睛所看见的。
They still cannot deny what we have seen with our inner eyes.
瞎眼得开。
The fact is that the blind's eyes were opened.
这是全世界基督徒最大的见证。
And this is the testimony for all Christians in the world.
我们看见主了。
That each of us have seen the Lord ourselves.
主用唾沫和泥抹在他的眼睛上。
On that day, the Lord has spat on the earth and then touched the blind eyes.
唾沫和泥所道成肉身。
And this spell on the ground referred to the word became flesh.
从口出来的生命调和泥。
And the life that comes from the Lord is mixed with the earth.
叫他到基罗亚池子去洗。
And then send the man to the pool of Siloam to be washed.
他就一洗就看见了。
And once he washed away the earth, he could see.
更大的一个神迹。
And the greater miracle was this.
外面眼睛看见了
that his outer eyes could now see.
他得了个全新的生命
Yes, he has received a new life.
整个人改变了
He's completely changed anew.
这正是基督徒的大见证了
And this also is the great testimony of a Christian.
改变到一个地步他的领事都不认得他了
And he changed to a point that people who used to know him did not.
他回去了
And he went, as he went back,
那个灵士们看见他都稀奇了。
And his neighbors were amazed by seeing him.
这不是从前坐在那讨饭的人吗？
Wasn't he used to be the beggar, the blind beggar?
有的人说是他。
And some said, yes.
有的人说不是他。
And some said, no, it's not him.
有的人说像他。
Some said, it seems to be him.
他自己说了是我。
Then he answered, yes, it's me.
这道圣经真的好。
This is a great, beautiful passage.
我们神的儿女得救了，我们向人做见证啊。
And after the children of God is saved, as he testified for the Lord.
人家不明白我们怎么信耶稣的。
And so many could not believe how we become Christians.
我信了耶稣，整个人改变了。
Then after I became a Christian and I was changed.
有一个家庭里有个大事啊。
And one day a great thing happened in the household.
好多人好多桌子吃饭。
And then we all gather to have a feast.
我糊里糊涂地坐在老长辈的一桌上面去了。
And without knowing, I was sitting on the elders' table.
这些长辈们看不惯我啊。
And all these elders of the family could not get used to me.
有的人就是哇捧我信耶稣啊。
And some mocked me how I became a believer.
我低着头听啊。
And I just humbly listened.
就有一个人说啊。
And then one person said,
小孩子嘛。
Oh, it's only a child.
哎呀，到处迷啊，到处玩啊。
And he is superstitious about many things.
从前玩篮球迷篮球。
He used to be a fan of basketball.
现在是玩信耶稣了。
And now he's a fan of believing in Christians.
不要讲他，不要讲他，迷过一阵就不迷了。
Don't chastise him, and after a while he will change again.
这句话都讲得我心里凉凉的，真是的。
And then as they commented on me, my heart grew a little colder.
你看看吧，这样我玩到什么时候不玩了，不迷了。
But I have this resolve in my heart, and you just wait and see.
讲话的人早就不见了哈。
And those who spoke that day no longer is on the earth.
我已经迷到八十多岁了。
But I'm still a fan of Christ.Till today.
我要迷到去见主了。
And I know I will be his fan until I see him. Actually, I'm not a fan.
开我盲眼。
But I was a blind person.
我看见耶稣了。
And with the eyes now opened by him, I could see him.
整个世界的力量没有办法叫我否认。
Then no force from this world can deny my faith.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的见证。
And that is our testimony.
我们整个生命改变了。
And our life has been changed by the Lord.
我的大学的同学都不认得我了。
Many of my college buddies did not recognize me.
信主以前我会跟人打架。
And because I used to pick fight with people before I was a believer. I like to pick fight with people.
信耶稣了。
But after I was a Christian,
整个人改变了,
I was changed completely.
我带一群人得救,
and I even led a group of people to Christ.
就在我上课的时候,
and while we were attending a lecture,
坐在我左面的一个, 坐在我右面的一个,
and then the one who sat on my left and my right,
坐在我后面的一个, 坐在我前面的一个,
and the ones on my back and the front,
这四个人一网打尽,
and for all four of them became believers because of the gospel.
这四个人是调皮的厉害的学生了。
And we were a group.
眼睛开启了。
And but then now we are a group of open eyes.
我们不是要开动人的思想。
And we are not to communicate a religious thought into man.
圣灵要开人眼睛。
But we are waiting for the Holy Spirit to open our blind eyes.
整个生命改变了。
Then each of the lives may change.
现在那些人把他带到法利赛人那里。
But then the blind man, the man born blind was brought before the Pharisees. And then his trial began. And because the Pharisees were rather mean people. And they opposed to the Lord. And so he still told his story to them. And he said that I was born blind. But then I met this person named Jesus.
用泥抹涂抹抹在我的眼睛上，叫我去洗。
And then he put clay with spit on my eye.
我就一洗就看见了。
And after I washed them off, I could see.
那我说那个人在哪里呢？
And then people asked him, where is this man?
他说我不知道。
He said, I do not know.
第九章真的很美丽一张圣经。
And chapter 9 is rather beautiful.
这个瞎眼的人一直讲话，他七次回答法利赛人的话。
And this man who kept on explaining seven times he answered the Pharisees.
开始说的时候他很不认识主。
And in the beginning, seemingly he did not know much about Jesus.
他越说越清楚。
But more he gave the testimony, more he became clear within.
越说里面的光越明亮了。
And as he spoke,the word shines brighter in him. And more he spoke the words, and more he was speaking with strength. And as he relayed his own testimony, and as he told how he was changed, and he spoke of this Savior, what a wonderful passage. And then they say, tell his parents to come.
这个人是你的儿子吗？他现在眼瞎眼看见了。
And they ask them, is this your son? Was he used to be blind?
他父母说，这个人是我们的儿子。
And the parents say, yes, he's our son.
他生来是瞎眼的，是真的。
And it is true that he was born blind.
现在他怎么看见了，我们不知道。
But we do not know how he could see now.
他怎么为眼睛开的，我们也不知道。
We do not understand how his eyes got opened.
圣经说他们说这个话是怕犹太人。
And the Bible explained that they answered it this way because they were afraid of the Jews.
怕被赶出会堂。
And they were afraid to be the outcast from the synagogues.
Synagogue 赶出会堂是很严重的一件事。
And which is the most severe punishment among the Jews.
那个时候以色列人他们没有杀人的权柄。
And for the Israelites were never given the right to execute people.
他们给人最大的一个制裁就赶出会堂。
But the harshest punishment one can impart to another Jew is to cast them out from the synagogue.
就是一赶出会堂啊。
If one is an outcast,
就没有人嫁给你们，你也娶不到人了。
Then he cannot marry another Jew.
你也不能跟人做买卖了。
Nor he could trade with another Jew.
也不有人要跟你说话了。
He wouldn't even have any Jewish friends.
整个社会弃绝你了。
And the whole society will cast him out.
把你看作可耻的罪人。
And he become a most shameful sinner.
犹太人都被怕被赶出会堂是很大的。
And so therefore the Jews kept themselves safe in this synagogue.
所以法利赛人就定规矩。
And then the Pharisee had this order.
谁承认耶稣就赶出会堂。
Then whoever confessed Jesus is Lord must be outcast from the synagogue.
所以他们的父母都怕，他父母都怕了。
And the parents were afraid of them.
再叫那个瞎眼的人来。
And then they asked the blind man to come again.
他说你要把荣耀归给神。
And they advised him to give glory to God.
这个人是个罪人。
And he is a sinner.
其实法利赛人当中也不是完全一致。
And, but then even among the Pharisees, they have different opinions on this.
有的是最坏的法利赛人, 有的好一点。
Some Pharisees are worse than the others.
他们自己起了争闹了。
And then an argument arises from them.
最不好的法利赛人说, 这一个人是罪人。
And the worst of the Pharisees said that this is a sinner.
他不守安息日。
He did not keep the Sabbath.
因为主医治那个瞎眼的日子正好安息日。
Because the day his eyes could see was on a Sabbath.
他们不管那个瞎子从生来就瞎子的眼睛开了这么大件事。
And they care less about a man was born blind and now he could see.
他们只用律法定罪耶稣。
And they only care about what the law has said.
另外一个法利赛人说, 这个如果是罪人, 他怎么能够叫瞎子看见呢?
But then they say, if this is a sinner, how could he open a blind eye?
他们自己去争论了。
And therefore, they argued against each other.
再叫那个瞎子来。
And then they brought the sinner, the blind man back.
你要把荣耀归给神。
And you will give glory to God.
这个人是罪人。
And for that is a sinner.
他不守安息日。
He did not keep a Sabbath.
那个瞎眼的回答得真好。
And the blind man answered well.
他是个罪人不是我不知道。
Whether Jesus is a sinner or not, I do not know.
有一件事我知道。
But one thing I do know.
我从前是瞎眼的。
That I was blind.
现在看见了。
But now I see.
这叫做见证。
That is a testimony.
我整个人改变了。
Oh, now I am changed.
那些他也说不出来的生命改变，但是生命完全不同了。
He could not tell how his life was changed, but his life was changed.
现在下也坐在路边讨饭的人。
And he used to be blind and begging.
现在领事都不认识他了。
And even to a point that neighbors could not recognize him.
看见这些法利赛人看看而已的。
And but now he could answer eloquently to the Pharisees.
因为他讲主啊。
And because he is now speaking of the Lord.
讲他的见证啊。
He is speaking of his own testimony.
讲到的经历啊,
to speak, relate his own experience. And how I was blind, but now I see.
他是个罪人不是我不知道。
I do not know whether he's a sinner or not.
有一件事我知道。
One thing I do know.
我从前是瞎眼的，现在看见了。
That I was blind, but now I see.
弟兄姊妹，我们向人做见证，讲我们所知道的。
And as we relate our testimony to others, we only can say what we know.
我碰到一个姊妹, 她说我这个人不会传福音啊。
And one time I met this sister, she said that I do not know how to share the gospel.
我信主有多少好处呢?
And what benefits do I have as a Christian?
有一件事我从前都睡不着觉，信了主睡觉了。
And she said that, oh, I could not sleep before, but now I could sleep after I became a believer.
姊妹，这是很大的见证啊。
And I said, sister, such is a good testimony indeed.
你就讲这个，从前我从来睡不着觉的，信了耶稣睡觉了。
Just tell other people that you used to have insomnia, and now you can sleep very well.
主会感动人啊。
And the Lord will do the rest.
讲你所知道的，不要讲你不知道的事。
Only tell others what you know. Don't make up some story.
讲你所经历的。
Tell others of your own experience.
讲在你身上主的救恩。
And the salvation that you have received.
都要做见证。
That is your testimony.
讲道理没有用。
Not a theory.
做见证有力量。
But there is more power in your testimony.
可以有没有做短短的诗歌。
And there's a short hymn.
从前瞎眼竟看见。
And I was blind, but now I see.
从前我们都是瞎眼的。
And we used to be blind.
我们有首诗歌叫惊人恩典，记得吧？
And there's a song called Amazing Grace.
何其甘甜。
How sweet is the sound.
从前是世上的,
then I was lost.
现在寻回了,
but now I'm found.
从前是瞎眼的,
and I was blind.
现在看见了,
now I see.
这个诗歌非常好，这首诗歌,
it's a good hymn for us.
因为他讲的简单有力, 讲他说自己所经历啊,
and because although it's simple, but it is forceful.
世上现在寻回,
he was lost but now found.
从前瞎眼, 现在看见。
Was blind but now see.
讲我们所看见的。
Yes, we all have to learn to share what we know.
我们怎么会信耶稣生的儿子？
And what we see in Jesus as the Son of God.
信得那么着迷吧呢？
And how we are devoted to him.
我家庭是个大家庭啊。
And I came from a big family.
有点一个长辈，我的祖母过世了。
And one day my grandmother passed away.
这个上次你们他要拜呀，拜了好多次要拜呀。
And according to the custom, there is a lot of bowing and kneeling.
我就看我的年长弟兄说，我该不该去啊？我爷爷就不能拜。
And so I went to the church and asked for advice if I could bow down.
但是要去,
but then the elders of the church say, no, you cannot. You should attend. And I say, if I go and not bow down, it's difficult.
我去,
and they say, if you avoid this, you have no testimony. Of course you cannot bow down. And I went. And more than 100 people were there. And then there was an announcer who just kept on asking people to bow. And then everybody knelt. So I stood tall among everyone who bowed down. It is a rather difficult situation. And it's not one time, but it repeated itself over the day. And if by our own strength, we cannot avoid to give the testimony. The Lord is our God. He is our Savior. He saved all my life. And therefore I will speak of His grace. And that is the thing from the mouth of the man born blind. He is a sinner or not, I do not know. But one thing I do. That I was blind. And now I see.
那个他们又问他,
and then they ask him again.
他说他怎么开了你眼睛呢?
How did he open your eyes?
他们有点怀疑他根本就没瞎眼。
And they doubt if he used to be able to see.
他说我从前讲你们不想听。
And he said, you do not like to listen to me before.
现在又要问,
now you are asking me repeatedly.
你们要做他的门徒。
And the blind man said, did you want to become his disciples?
他真的很单纯的人啊。
And he was rather a straightforward man.
把你的人听得火了。 你是他的门徒,
and the Pharisees was angry and they said, you are his disciples. And we are the disciples of Moses.
摩西对神说话,
and we know Moses relayed God's words to us.
但这个人从哪里来的,
but we do not know where this man is from.
那个夏夜的最后做见证了,
and then the blind man gave this last testimony. He opened my eyes. And you still do not know where he came from. This is so strange. And, but we know that God will not listen to sinners. Only those who fear God and who abide by the will of God, God will listen to him. And from the beginning of creation,
从来眼下的人开启眼睛了,
and no one had ever heard that a man born blind could now see.
你们要做他的门徒吗?
Do you want to be his disciples?
这里巴利赛人火闹了,
and then the Pharisees were rather provoked.
他们就咒住他,
and then they cursed him and then scolded him.
圣经没把他辱骂的话记在圣经里,
and they were rather mocking to him.
这个下厕所,
and then the blind man said,
那些法利赛人说,
and then the Pharisee said,
你全然是在罪孽中,
and then you were born in sin,
到教训我们,
and now you try to teach us,
就把他赶出会堂,
and so they cast him out of the synagogue.
现在他眼睛开了,
but then this man could now see,
他第一次看见这个世界,
and he truly could see the facts of the world.
这个世界真不可爱,
the real world is not that lovely after all. There is no true love within it. And there is only a lot of strife among men. And how the cold-hearted a man towards each other. And so he was cast out. Became a lonely man. Without any reliance. And he did not know his direction. And it is right about that time Jesus appeared. And knowing that he was an outcast,
他看见主了,
And he saw the Jesus as well.
主没有问他赶出会堂的事。
And the Lord did not even ask him about the being cast out by the Jews.
你信神的儿子吗？
And only tell him, ask him if he believes in the Son of God.
他说主啊，谁是神的儿子叫我信他呢？
And then he said that, Oh Lord, who is this Son of God that I may believe in him?
这是福音最奇妙的地方。
And this is the most wonderful part of the Gospel of John.
每一个见证写到这个地方。
And everyA testimony comes to this high point.
人的文字很难说一个圣灵的在人里面最要紧的工作了。
No literary man can describe the work of the Holy Spirit.
一下圣灵把耶稣基督启示在他里面了。
But this is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
他得着耶稣了。
And this man received Jesus.
这是我们信主的见证啊。
And this is our testimony of belief.
谁是神的儿子叫我信他呢？
Who is this Son of God that I may believe in him?
主说那对你说话的就是他。
And the Lord answered, the one who speaks to you is him.
他说主啊，我信就拜耶稣。
And then he said, I believe, and he bowed down.
主的我为审判到这世上来。
And the Lord said, I come to judge the world.
叫能不能看见的能看见。
And to cause those who were blind to see.
叫人看见的把瞎了眼。
And those who could see may become blind.
我们都是属灵的瞎子。
And we are but spiritual blind people.
主开我们的盲眼了。
And the Lord opened our eyes.
但是现在圣经不停在第九章连着第十章了。
And, but then the Bible did not stop there. Ten continues on the story.
接着第九章就说安息养倦。
But then the Lord continued and then talked about the greater thing of rest.
他眼睛看见他没有办法一个人孤零零地活在世上。
And once he could see, the Lord did not let him in, alone in the world.
就把他领到安息养倦。
And the Lord has to bring him into his restful fold.
养倦里头有好多的羊，不止一只羊。
And there are many sheep within this fold.
我们每一只羊都有我们得救的故事。
And each of the sheep share a story of salvation.
你们有没有得救的故事？
Do you have one?
都有见证吗？
Do you have a testimony?
我怎么信耶稣的？
How did you become a believer?
这圣盖尔弟兄姊妹很有意思，都能不回答的。你们有没有见证啊？有啊，有啊。
Do you have a testimony?
大家都有个见证，对不对？
Yes,
我怎么信的？我怎么信的？
And how did you become a believer?
不是生下来就信的吧？
You did not born with a faith.
我都有一个被寻回来的见证。
But you have a testimony of how you were being brought back.
所有寻回来的羊。
And the Lord had brought back so many sheep.
都放在羊圈里。
And to lead them into this fold.
守牧人的保护。
And to be guarded by the shepherd.
有粮食给他们。
And they are provided for food.
出入的草吃。
And whether they go in or out, they have food.
就是羊的门。
And the Lord answered that I am the gate of the sheep.
主是羊的生命。
And the Lord has become the life for the sheep.
羊是非常特别的一种动物。
And the sheep are very special animals.
主把羊比作我们圣徒哈。
And it is a reference to Christian today.
羊有好几个特点。
And this sheep has some characteristics.
第一，羊是个合群的动物。
And first of all, sheep like to gather with others.
我们看见羊都是一群一群的，对不对？
And as we see sheep, they come in groups.
你从来没看见羊一只一只走的，是不是？
You never see a sheep walking by itself alone.
羊都是合群的动物。
And because the sheep like to gather.
失去教会，失去弟兄姊妹，活不了了。
And if a sheep is walking and away from the flock, then they cannot live on and survive.
第二个特点。
The second characteristic.
羊不认路的。
And the sheep.But does not recognize the way.
都是牧人领路的。
And they only follow the shepherd.
跟着羊群一起走的。
And that they are following the shepherd in the flock.
你若看一只羊站在那里。
And if you see that there is a flock standing there.
这就圣经讲的失迷的羊。
And that is what the Bible referred to as the lost sheep.
那最可怜的是羊了。
And it's a pitiful sheep.
他不知道怎么办。
He does not know what to do.
孤单无助。
And he is helpless, he alone.
他不认得前面的路。
He do not know how to step out.
他不知道前面一步路怎么跨法。
And how may he proceed?
我们也是一样的。
And we are the same.
不认识我们前面的道路。
We will then not know how we may proceed.
不认识我们一生的道路。
We do not know what lies ahead.
我们要归给一个牧人。
But when we yielded ourselves to the shepherd,
牧人领我一生啊。
Then the shepherd will lead us through our way.
这是羊第二个特点。
That is the second characteristic of a sheep.
第三个特点。
The third characteristic.
羊最爱干净了。
And the sheep liked cleanliness.
受不了一点脏东西的。
And they could not stand filth.
有一天我去泰国。
And one day I visited Thailand.
有一天住在一个弟兄家里面。
And I was received by a brother.
他有很大的牧场。
And he has a big pasture.
那个牧场里面最多就是羊。
And there are many sheep within.
他是一生养羊的人。
And he was a shepherd.
他的弟兄啊，羊最爱干净了。
And the brother told us that the sheep likes cleanliness.
羊跟猪不一样。
And they are very different from the pigs.
猪往哪里脏往哪里去滚。
And the pigs likes to wallow in the mud.
羊受不了脏。
And but the sheep won't do that.
一点脏他就受不了。
And they cannot stand filth.
我们圣徒的生命最受不了脏了哈。
And the Christian's life is just the same as the sheep. 所以
我们在这个世界里面都出来了。
And so therefore we leave the world.
羊最爱干净。
And the sheep like cleanliness.
其实羊最温和了。
And fourthly, the sheep are rather gentle.
羊从来没有伤害自己，羊和羊打架都没有看见的。
And sheep does not fight with another sheep.
也有看见的是山羊，不是绵羊。
And yes, you have seen some sheep, but they are goats actually.
山羊两只四脚会斗起来的。
And they will lock horns if they are goats.
绵羊不会。
Sheep won't.
把他牵到宰杀之地，他连个声音都没有。
And the Bible said even they are left to the slaughter and they will not utter a sound.
我们是绵羊生命。
And the life we receive from the Lamb of God is a life of sheep.
基督说逼迫没有生命了，没有声音了。
And when Christians are persecuted, they are become silent.
哎，我跑到基督说逼迫的地方。
And I have visited many places of persecution.
看见基督徒的欢喜快乐。
And I still recognize how joyful they are in Christ.
里面充满了喜乐。
And that they were filled with the strength of joy.
真是感谢主。
And we thank the Lord for them.
这就是神的儿女在一起啊。
And truly, these are the children of God.
逼迫在他们身上算作无有。
And persecution was not notice on them.
就他们受很大的逼迫。
And actually, they've gone through much hardship.
不谈逼迫。
But they never like to talk about them.
爱那些逼迫他们的人。
And they continue to love those who persecuted them.
为那些给他们刑罚的人祷告。
And pray for those who punished them.
他们很多见证啊。
And they have so many of these kind of testimonies. And these speak of the great life of the Lord,
教会的生命,
the life of the church,
圣徒的生命,
the life of the saints manifested,
最温柔的生命,
and the sheep has the most gentle life,
从来不伤害人,
and they do not harm others.
这是羊,
these are the sheep,
主把一只一只羊带回羊圈了,
and the Lord was doing this work to bring sheep home one by one,
安息羊圈,
into the restful flock.
在这里我们不需要保护自己了,
and here we know we do not need to protect ourselves in his fold.
我们不需要去认我们的道路了,
and we do not need to find our own way.
在这里我们不需要自己去找粮食了,
and we do not need to seek our own food.
伟大的牧人负我们一切的责任,
our great shepherd will be responsible for all our needs.
他是我们的牧者,
he is our great shepherd.
初年我得救的时候,
and when I first became a believer,
上海大学里面的复兴啊,
and there was also a revival in the college in Shanghai.
我一个非常好的一个朋友,
and I had a good friend,
他是交通大学的讲师,
and he was a lecturer in Jiao Tong University.
我是一个大学里面二年级的学生来的,
and I was only a sophomore.
啊，我们俩常在一起走路，常在一起传福音。
But then we partnered with each other to go preach the gospel.
哇，他这个力量。
And he has such power on him.
那个时候的大学教授和现在不一样。
At that time, the college professors are very different from today.
很威严。
And they are rather serious people.
他们吃饭的时候呢，都是鸦雀无声呢。
And as they take a meal, no one dare to make a sound around them.
我们的弟兄他在他们一起吃饭。
But then our brother, when he ate with the saints,
看见这群人真是可怜。
With the friends, and then he looked at and had pity on them. And because they have not heard of the gospel before, they do not know the Savior.
他祷告, 为他们祷告,
and so he prayed for them.
那个力量从圣灵而来啊,
and he prayed with great power and conviction from the Holy Spirit. Until a point he could not stand it. And suddenly he stood up.
就是他们中间跪下来, 大声流泪为他们祷告,
and he knelt in the presence of all these people and pray aloud for them.
那天把整个的教会震动了。
And suddenly they were all shaken by a force.
那个时候我们传福音啊。
And we preached the gospel like that then.
我们三个弟兄。
Three brothers sometimes.
彼此约好的。
And we had a commitment.
上海不过几天就要解放就要。
And because that was a few days before the deliverance.
我们要传福音啊。
And then the, we say that we must take these moments to take all unusual methods to preach the gospel when we can. And then the college, the school began. And so I went to registration. And I put on a gospel vest to register. And with the big Chinese word, if you do not believe in Jesus, woe to you. And then on the back it says that if you believe in Jesus, you save. So with this gospel vest, I went to register in college. And the registrar would not look at me eye to eye. But then we preached the gospel boldly like that. And we would ride on the public transportation with this gospel vest. And as the train or tram started to move, and we would stand up to preach the gospel in tears. With great power. Full of power. And one day we went out. And then I realized we were about to visit one of the neighborhood of the company of my relatives. And I knew many people there. And I had this thought that if I wear the gospel vest over there, I would be laughed at. And then if someone knows, oh, then we want to select four tall people to go. And then I try to not be selected. And the first one was selected. And the second name was
selected.
The third name. But then finally the fourth name was still me. So I feel rather shameful. And I tried to preserve myself on that day. Then I would pick a place. I would pick the place that I'd rather not go before. And then I stood there a whole day. And then the people came out to check me out on my gospel vest. Oh, that day I wrote judgment. Sinners on the front, and then the judgment on the back. And then people said, oh, sinners, you should be locked up. And judgment. Shouldn't you be shoot to death? And then whatever I heard from them that day, and we stood fast to preach the gospel. And a lady walked by. And I gave her a check. And so many people would just crumble it up and then threw it back at my face. And that lady was not happy to receive it, but then she walked away. That day the Holy Spirit worked on her. And then she would look at the gospel tract. It was with simple words. And she found there's an address printed on it. And she was urged to go visit such a place. And then she went to the church and found an elderly sister. And that was a mighty sister. And she told her that she met this tall young man. And I had this gospel tract. And I was moved by this tract. Never heard of the gospel. And so I want to look this place up. And how may I become a believer? And then she became a believer. So later on, we visited that elderly sister. She told us that I tell you this story to encourage you not to give up. And then she told us how the lady was saved. I remember that was me. And because I knew that that story was about me. But then she said that the gospel is the power of God.
To
save those who will believe. And your job is to bring the sheep back one by one. Until they may rest in the fold. To know Jesus and follow the shepherd. And to live on together in his church. And to receive the command of one shepherd. And guided and fed by this one shepherd. And to be protected by the Lord. And to follow him in his footsteps. And this is the life on earth as it is in heaven. And whenever a blind man could now see, then we know we recognize the way back to rest in the fold. Only such a place is our rest. Let us sing 482. The heavenly sunshine.